Well, good morning and happy Sunday, everyone, our very small congregation here in the Rectory Chapel, and hopefully our somewhat larger congregation joining us today by the gift of technology. Hopefully everything is working here as it should. Today we gather on Sunday, and our Lord, I think, desires on this Sunday to speak a word of hope into the midst of our confusion and our suffering. I think we certainly are all trying to wrap our minds around the reality in which we find ourselves in these days, the many different layers that are part of the pandemic and its effects on us and on the world, even the different kinds of suffering that are present, obviously the physical suffering of those who are suffering from the virus itself, and we're very mindful of them and joined together in prayer and solidarity with them. But also the emotional suffering that we experience from perhaps the loneliness and the isolation that the various requirements of social distancing place upon us, those fears maybe that we all have about the potential effects of this on all of us. Even the spiritual suffering of being unable to be together in person at Mass, to receive the sacraments and to be with one another together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And yet in the midst of this suffering and confusion, today the Church tells us to rejoice. This is Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Laetare was the first Latin word of that entrance antiphon that we recited at the beginning of Holy Mass, rejoice. Today, the deep violet of Lent turns to the lighter rose to remind us that the joy and the glory of Easter is drawing close. And I think the gospel, in a particular way, this encounter between our Lord and the blind man, speaks to us this word of hope. You know, it's interesting in these last weeks, how many different kind of terms and phrases that might have seemed very foreign to us not too long ago now just roll off the tip of our tongues, like social distancing. And it seems like each day the requirements of that social distancing become even a little more strict and leads to an even greater separation. And there's obviously prudent reasons for this call to social distancing, but the gospel reminds us that our Lord Jesus Christ is never socially distant from us. He's never afraid to enter into the midst of sickness and even sin. He has a certain, we could say, immunity to these things, and he offers us the gift of healing. So this blind man, blind from birth, our Lord doesn't just from afar kind of speak a word of healing to him, but he spits into the dirt and creates this clay with his saliva that he then rubs onto the eyes of this man. That's certainly far from socially distant what our Lord does there. That's how close Jesus wants to get to us. And we see it again later in the gospel. After all of this back and forth between the Pharisees and the man and his parents, they eventually throw him out of the synagogue. And what is our Lord's reaction? He finds him. He draws close to him. Now, as he's thrown out of the very place of worship that he was used to going to hear the word of God and to offer his praise and worship to the Lord. These physical healings in the gospel speak to us about the deeper spiritual healing our Lord desires to work in our souls. Christ never remains socially distant from us. He draws near, even now in the midst of our current situation. You see, it wasn't just for 33 years that our Lord desired to be close to us as he was after his incarnation, as he walked among us as a man. But he continues, we believe, that very tangible closeness to us in the sacraments, these privileged conduits of God's grace into our life. And certainly there's a deep suffering and pain that comes from our inability right now to receive him in the sacrament of Holy Communion. I encourage you as we come to the moment in Mass this morning, of Holy Communion, to make that act of spiritual communion. And yet some of the sacraments are still available to us. We're blessed still to be able to hear confessions, that very intimate personal encounter with the Lord where, after the words of St. Paul today, we expose those works of darkness to the light so that they can be healed by our Lord. And even for those of you who are living the sacrament of marriage, you have that sacrament as a conduit of God's grace, as a very clear reminder of his closeness to you as you live that sacrament in your home and in your family. But also, our Lord goes beyond just the seven sacraments to remind us of his closeness to us at all times with what the Church calls the sacramentals. The sacramentals are like the sacraments in that they're outward signs, they're very tangible realities. They're different from the sacraments in that they're not the very means of grace into our life, but what the sacramentals do is they sanctify various moments of our life to open us to the grace that our Lord is constantly offering us, those actual graces that accompany us every step of the way. So the sacramentals are things like a blessed crucifix and images of our Lord and our Lady and the saints that hopefully we keep around us in our homes as a reminder that the Lord is with us. Holy water, which reminds us of the grace of our baptism and strengthens us to live our call as sons and daughters of God. The holy water fonts in church, of course, are empty, but there's still the container in the narthex where you can get some holy water to take home with you, for example. The rosary, scapular, these reminders of Our Lady's motherly care for us. Blessed candles that remind us that Jesus, as he said in the gospel today, is the very light of the world, and that his light scatters any darkness that we find in our lives. So as we celebrate remotely this morning, this Sunday Mass on Laetare Sunday, let's all make generous use of these sacramentals, even in our homes. Maybe create a little prayer space in your home. Carve out a certain place in your home to place some candles and some holy images and your rosaries. It's a place where as a family and as individuals you can be reminded of our Lord's closeness with us today. Let's ask him for the grace to continue to live our faith generously, even if it looks a little different at this point in time. And let's allow him to continue to fill us with the gift of hope that this social distancing is a temporary reality, and that the ultimate reality for which we are made is that perfect communion, the intimate bonds that we will have with the Blessed Trinity and with one another, all the angels and saints in the kingdom of heaven. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.